From Hollywood, the Judy Canova Show, brought to you each week by the Colgate Palmolive Peat Company, makers of Palmolive soap and Halo shampoo. Palmolive soap, your beauty hope, and Halo shampoo to glorify your hair present the Judy Canova Show with Mel Blanc, Ruby Dandridge, Joe Kearns, Ruth Parrott, the sportsman, Charles Dant and his orchestra, and starring Judy Canova.
When he don't sweet talk anymore, his kiss ain't like it was before. It's time you added up the score, my friend. That's the beginning of the end. He keeps you waiting for a date. Makes no excuse for being late. Wake up and recognize your fate, my friend. That's the beginning of the end. What he's doing to you, he did to me. But I was in love, so how could I see? Better get wise, better beware. For one of these days you'll turn around and he won't be there. Don't say that you were never cold. I know that character of old. When he starts straying from the fold, my friend, that's the beginning of the end.
What he's doing to you, he did to me.
Yeah.
But I was in love, so how could I see? Better get wise, better beware.
Or one of these days you'll turn around and he won't be there. I don't say that you were never told.
I know the character of old.
When he starts straying from the fold,
my friend,
that's the beginning of the
end, my friend. That's the beginning of the end.
Well, one of the greatest honors that can be accorded a California girl is to be chosen Queen of the Tournament of Roses in Pasadena on New Year's. Well, quite naturally, Judy Canova has sent in her picture in hopes of being chosen queen. When the judges looked at the picture, one of them said,
"She's a cover girl if I ever saw one. She has a face like a manhole cover."
However, the judges were impressed by the letter Judy sent in with her picture.
Her letter says, quote, "I am like Hedy Lamarr, Lana Turner, and Esther Williams all put together."
Yeah, but she's not put together the way they are.
Well, Judy doesn't know how the committee reacted to her picture, and she's still full of high hopes as she talks to Aunt Aggie.
Gee, Aunt Aggie, I hope I get elected to be Rose Queen, but I sure am competing with a lot of beautiful girls.
Well, Judy, you mustn't let yourself feel that you're inferior to anyone. After all, deep down inside you, there must be a Rita Hayworth or a Betty Grable.
Yeah, but the trouble is, it's covered with layer after layer of Judy Canova.
Oh, Judy, I wish you did look like Betty Grable.
Oh, shucks. What has she got that I ain't got? And if she had what I've got, Harry James wouldn't have nothing to blow his horn about. And he'd do it, too.
Judy, the judges haven't made a decision yet. You still have a chance.
Well, I don't have much luck sending in my picture anyplace. Once I even wrote to a matrimonial agency and sent a lock of my hair. I told them, if you know of anybody with hair like this, tell them to write.
What happened?
I got letters from four Cocker Spaniels.
Just think, Judy.
You don't want to know what they said, huh?
Just you don't think, want to know, Judy. Right. Judy, if you're chosen Rose Queen, you'll go to the Rose Bowl game. On New Year's Day, that game is positively the biggest thing around this section.
The biggest thing around this section?
Somebody talking about me.
Oh, hello, Geranium. Say, have you ever seen the Tournament of Roses?
Oh, yeah, Miss Judy. Last day I walked down the main street in Pasadena, and before I knew it, I got mixed up in the parade.
No fooling.
Yeah, I had a corsage of gardenias on my coat. And I was wearing my pillbox hat and my gunmetal shoes.
Pillbox hat and gunmetal shoes? What happened?
I won first prize as a float from Fort MacArthur.
Well, lead a parade?
Oh, back in 1929, I led lots of parades.
Oh, boy, I bet you were quite a gal in those days, Geranium.
Yeah, honey, I used to be built like a brand new deck of cards.
You were?
Yes, ma'am. Since then, the deck's been shuffled around quite a bit.
You should worry, Geranium. You've still got your boyfriend, Pomeroy, and he likes you.
Oh, yeah, honey. My Pomeroy wants to do nothing but kiss, kiss, kiss.
Well, that's all right. I do a little sparking myself, don't you?
Do I? Little spark, you are talking to a forest fire.
Aunt Aggie. Oh, Aunt Aggie.
Yes, Judy, what is it?
Ain't we heard nothing from the committee yet?
No, Judy, but we should hear from them before long.
Golly, just think. Any minute, the phone will ring, and when I answer it, one of the dignified committee judges will speak to me in his high-class Pasadena accent and say...
Pardon me for talking in your face and your...
Oh, hello, Pedro. Say, did you know that I might be in the Rose Parade?
Oh, I like roses, Senorita. I used to admire a burlesque dancer in Mexico. Senorita, every day I would send this burlesque dancer a rose.
Did she wear the rose?
She had to. It was her costume.
Why, Pedro, do you go with a burlesque dancer?
Oh, no, Senorita. My girl is the home-loving type.
She is?
Si. When I am not around, she is home-loving some other guy.
Oh, Pedro, now how do you know she is?
Well, last night I went to her house. And the lights were blazing full up. I saw her kissing another man.
Ooh. What'd you do, Pedro?
I sure fixed them good. I turned out the lights so they couldn't see what they was doing. Well, I will go now, Senorita, and always remember, 30 days Hacienda, April, June, and Sombrero. Only rest have 31 except Red Skelton, and he has 903, no?
Oh, I wonder who that is. Come in.
Good morning, Miss Canova. I got some letters for ye.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Mailman. Hey, you're a little late, aren't you?
Yes, I stopped over at the studio and made a deal with 20th Century Fox.
20th Century Fox?
Uh-huh.
Are you going into pictures?
No, but when they make Forever Amber, they're going to let me peek.
Judy, did you hear anything from the committee?
Yeah, Aunt Aggie, I got a postcard from them saying they ain't reached a decision yet, but they'll let me know later.
Oh, that's good. Was there any mail for me?
No, but I got a letter from Cousin Carrie back in Cactus Junction. I wrote to her to see if there are any pictures of me back home that I could send to the Tournament of Roses.
What does Carrie have to say?
Says here, Dear Judy, the only picture we had of you was that one that was taken when you were 6 months old, lying on a bearskin rug in your own skin of the same name. Listen to this.
What, Judy?
Carrie says that my cousin Merkel finally got out of the Navy, but the poor fella lost all his teeth on a desert island.
Gracious, Judy, how did that happen?
Well, it was an awful, terrible experience. He got shipwrecked on a desert island with 40 cases of beer.
40 cases of beer? But how did he lose his teeth?
He didn't have a bottle opener.
Hello, everybody, hello. Halo is the shampoo that glorifies your hair. So, hello, everybody, halo.
Use Halo shampoo if you want naturally bright and beautiful hair. Remember, even finest soaps and soap shampoos hide the natural luster of your hair with dulling soap film. But Halo contains no soap, therefore cannot leave dulling soap film. The first time you use Halo, your hair glistens in all its natural brilliance. The natural color and luster shine through like sunshine through a clean window pane. And remember, even in hardest water, Halo makes oceans of rich, fragrant lather. Halo quickly carries away loose dandruff and grease, needs no lemon or vinegar rinse, because Halo leaves no dulling soap film. Nothing to hide your hair's natural beauty. Say hello to Halo and goodbye to dulling soap film. Use Halo on your children's hair, too. Get Halo shampoo at any cosmetic counter. Remember, Halo glorifies your hair.
So Halo, everybody, Halo. Halo shampoo, Halo.
And now, Judy Canova and the Sportsmen salute one of the greatest entertainers in show business as they sing the Al Jolson Medley.
Swanee, how I love you, how I love you, my dear old Swanee. I'd give the world,
the world to be
among the folks in
D-I-X.
I even know my mammy
waiting for me,
praying for me down
by the Swanee.
The folks up north will see me no more when I go to the Swanee shore. Rock-a-bye, oh baby, with a Dixie melody. When April showers may come my way, they bring the flowers that bloom in May.
And when it's rain,
keep on looking for the bluebird
and listening for his song. Whenever April showers come along.
Chirping along,
see them chirping along.
Go take your best gal,
real pal.
Go down to the levee.
I said to the levee and
join that shuffling throng.
Hear that music and song. It's simply great. They
waiting on the levee,
waiting for the robber.
Well, as yet, no decision has been made by the Rose Queen Committee, and Judy is still anxiously awaiting word from them. At the moment, she's discussing the situation with Pedro.
Oh, Senorita, I hope you become queen of the Rose Bowl and I can drive you to the big ball. Last year, I almost went to that dance myself.
You did, Pedro?
Sí. I had top hat, white tie, and tails.
Well, why didn't you go?
Gonzalez had the pants. Senorita, I like to see all them pretty girl, queen girls. Oh, I wonder why I like girls so much.
Oh, Pedro, you know what pretty girls are made of? Sugar and spice and everything nice.
See, but the ones I get are garlic and hash and your father's mustache.
Judy, honestly now, do you think you really have a chance of becoming Rose Queen?
Well, shucks, Aunt Agate. During the war at Camp Roberts, I was chosen Miss Army Rations of 1943.
Miss Army Rations? Did they think you were a cute dish?
No, they said I was a mess if they ever saw one. A mess? Say, if I'm going to be glamorous for that committee, I better get down to the beauty parlor right away.
Oh, good morning, madam. I'm Monsieur Garfinkel, the hairstylist.
Howdy, Monster Garfinkel. I'm Judy Canova. I want to get me a permanent.
Oh, heavens to Betsy, not a permanent. Not today, please. No, right now, I'm in the mood for a soft, fluffy finger wave. And I should get something very dainty.
You sure do. Well, look, I want my hair nice and curly. Now, what's your cheapest permanent?
79 cents.
79 cents? How can you curl my hair for 79 cents?
We stick your finger in a light socket.
Well, I want the best light socket you got. I see I'm a candidate to be the Rose Bowl Queen.
Rose Bowl Queen?
Well, why not? My family is used to winning honors. Why, during the gold rush, my great-aunt Klondike Kate Canova was Queen of the Yukon. She was chose Miss Nugget Head of 1898.
How quaint. Well, I know just the kind of hairdo you need. Now, just put your head under the machine, and I'll turn on the switch. Well, here we go. Canova. This machine makes some people feel sleepy. Rose Bowl Queen, indeed.
Doesn't make me feel sleepy. Do I really look drowsy?
Oh, come now. You can speak plainer than that.
Doesn't make me feel sleepy. Rose Queen, Queen of the Yukon, Klondike Kate Canova, Queen of the Yukon.
Klondike Kate Canova, I'm going to be Queen of the Yukon.
No, you ain't, Skagway Sal. I'm going to be Queen of the Yukon. You ain't got a chance. It takes beauty and brains to win.
Well, I ain't worried. I got brains. You know, men find beauty in a girl's mind.
Maybe so, but that ain't where they start looking.
Men go for you 'cause you're rich. When they date you, they think they're getting the breaks.
It ain't my breaks they like so much, it's my clutch.
Hey, bartender!
What do you want?
I'm Two Gun Guinness, a hard-riding, two-fisted, three-cornered, four-flushing gold miner from Frisco.
Okay, partner, name your poison.
I want a dish of Tutti Frutti ice cream.
Sorry, you can have the Tutti, but the Fruity Man didn't show up today.
Look, a dog sled just drove up. I think it's my boyfriend, Mighty McGee, the mad miner from Mattawan.
Howdy, folks.
Howdy, stranger. Are you Mighty McGee, the mad miner from Mattawan?
No, I'm Silly Sam, the sad sack from Saskatchewan. I come to see Skagway Sal.
Is this your boyfriend, Skagway Scal?
Chucks, no, he ain't my boyfriend. He's just a rich sucker I aim to marry up with for his money.
Oh, you flatterer.
Uh-oh, here comes Dawson City Dan. He's the judge of the Queen of the Yukon contest, and I'm gonna be queen even if I have to be nice to that varmint.
Howdy, folks. Howdy, Klondike Kate, you tall, blonde, gorgeous thing.
Howdy, Dawson, you short, squatty, nauseating twerp. You fascinate me. Have a drink?
A sauce open him won't do no good. My gang is all going to vote for Skagway Sal, and she'll win, by dingy-dongies.
Oh, yeah? Well, I'm sole judge, and I'm canceling the voting and starting the contest my own way. Now, to be queen, you got to be a good hostess. Can you gals entertain?
Yep, I can give a toast.
Okay, shoot.
Here's to the sourdough who lives on the hill. If he won't kiss me, his brother will. Here's to his brother.
Well, Skagway Sal, what can you do to entertain?
I can sing. What would you like to hear?
The Beer Barrel Polka.
Oh, buttermilk scotch!
That'll teach her to give me buttermilk when I ask for beer.
Why, you low-down skunk, you. You shot Skagway Sal. I'm going to get you for this.
If you move, I'll shoot you so full of holes, you'll sound like a steam calliope.
Oh, I'd like to see you do it.
I didn't think you could do it. Stubborn cuss, ain't he?
Well, Klondike, all the competition is gone. Now, before I make you queen of the Yukon, will you marry me? I love you.
Do you really love me, Dalton?
Yeah. I can feel my heart a-pounding right here in my bosom.
That's an awful-looking thing to call a bosom.
Oh, I know I ain't handsome. I got a flat chest. My stomach looks like a beer keg.
Why shouldn't it? That's all you use it for.
Oh, come on, Klondike. Kiss me, and you'll be queen of the Yukon.
No, I won't kiss you. No.
Relax, you're in the beauty parlor. Relax, relax.
Relax, he says. Beauty parlor.
Yes, you just put a short circuit in the wave machine, you big crazy.
Well, gee, how do I look now? I want to have a new picture taken for the Rose Queen Committee.
Well, you look different now, Miss Canova. Do you want to look for yourself in this mirror?
Yeah, thanks.
Mirror, mirror on the wall, who is the fairest of them all? Oh, well, who wants to be a Rose Queen anyway?
Remember, doctors prove Palmolive's beauty results. It's true, doctors prove Palmolive soap can bring 2 out of 3 women a more beautiful complexion in just 14 days. And this plan was tested on women with all types of skin.
Even women with dry skin, oily skin, rough skin, women in their 50s, even women whose skin wasn't clear.
Yes, 36 doctors, leading skin specialists, have proved the 14-day Palmolive plan improves all types of skin. Yes, brings fresher, brighter, younger-looking complexions. Start your 14-day Palmolive plan now. It's as simple as 1, 2, 3. Here's all you do. 1.
Wash your face with Palmolive soap.
2.
Then massage your face for 60 seconds with Palmolive's soft, lovely lather. You see, 1 full minute of this cleansing massage brings your skin Palmolive's full, beautifying effect.
3.
Then rinse. Do this just 3 times a day for 14 days.
And that's all. Remember, doctors prove this beauty plan with Palmolive soap brought 2 out of 3 of all women tested a more beautiful complexion in just 14 days, no matter what beauty care they used before. So get Palmolive soap. See what Palmolive can do for your own complexion in only 14 days.
And for tub or shower, for loveliness all over, get the new big thrifty bath size Palmolive.
And now back to Judy Canova and the Sportsman singing For You, For Me, Forevermore.
For you, for me, forevermore. It bound to be forevermore. It's plain to see we found by finding each other.
This is Vern Smith asking you to follow the 14-day Palmolive plan for a lovelier complexion. And be sure to use Halo Shampoo to glorify your hair. Ladies and gentlemen, tuberculosis is not inherited. It's a contagious disease spread from person to person. The startling fact is that tuberculosis kills an American every 10 minutes. But since the National Tuberculosis Association was organized in 1904, over 4 million lives have been saved through its nationwide campaign against the disease. The money needed to prevent and control tuberculosis is provided by the annual sale of Christmas seals. Won't you please buy Christmas seals to fight and help stamp out tuberculosis? Send no card or letter this season without a Christmas seal. Now, here's Judy.
Folks, it was awfully nice being with you tonight, and I hope we'll all be together again next Saturday night. In the meantime, help your post office by getting your Christmas packages in the mail right now. And please don't forget the two products that bring us together each week, Palmolive Soap and Halo Shampoo, the bestest in the world. This is Judy Canova from Hollywood singing, Go to sleepy little baby, go to sleepy little baby. When you wake, you'll patty, patty cake. And ride a shiny little pony. Daddy coming home today. Daddy coming home today.
The Judy Canova Show is written by Fred Fox and Henry Hoople with John Ward and Hank Ladd and is produced and directed by Joe Rhine.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.